Hello, good day, and it's Mike here. Today we're going to be continuing our reading of Colossians, beginning from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 23. And we're just going to pray beforehand. Thank you, Lord God, for this book of Colossians. May it inspire us. May it invigorate us, God, to know you, to follow you, to trust in you, and to move in collaborating with you in this time, God, that your work may be manifest in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Amen. Let's begin reading. Verse 6. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the circumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by cancelling the record of debts that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in question of food and drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they have no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. God, thank you for this passage. Thank you that you died to give us freedom. Freedom from the punishment of not fulfilling the law, because you fulfilled it in our place, God. There is no judgment to be passed on us. That is a punitive judgment from heaven. Thank you, God, that you died to give us freedom into enjoying you, enjoying your righteousness, that we don't have to suffer condemnation, God, from ourselves or from others. Thank you that we can come close to you in confidence, God, in freedom. We praise you, Lord, and empower us, God, to welcome others into your freedom, God, to invite them, to teach them about your freedom, God, and to enjoy your freedom with them. Amen.